Connor is with us. Connor, hello.
Hello there.
How can we help you?
Just wondering, why do we have spots and some people have acne and others don't? And if there's a possible cure?
Okay. This is a very common problem and one which causes lots of people lots of stress, so we should spend some time looking at this. If you look at skin and you look closely, you'll see that on the surface of the skin there are lots of little tiny pits or holes, and those are pores. These are tiny little glands, or the openings of little glands, from glandular tissue which is deeper in the skin. And that glandular tissue produces various chemicals, mainly oil-based ones, including sebum, which oozes out from the gland and nourishes the overlying skin and also controls the chemical environment of the overlying skin. It controls, for instance, the growth and proliferation of various microorganisms. The thing is that these glands are very sensitive to androgens, testosterone-like chemicals in the bloodstream. And when a person goes into puberty, the time when the secondary sexual characteristics form, the levels of testosterone in both boys and girls increase enormously, relatively speaking. And this makes the gland tissue in the skin dramatically increase its production of these oily chemicals. And as a result, the skin becomes a lot greasier, which can affect the proliferation of microorganisms. Certain microbes survive better under those conditions. And it also means that it's more likely that the little ducts that drain those glands can become obstructed, either by the oil itself or other things applied to the skin, such as creams, lotions, or just dirt and grime. Now, if they become obstructed because they're producing much more material, then bacteria, which can get into them, can overgrow within the blocked gland, and the overgrowth of the bacteria can then trigger inflammation. And when you have inflammation, the immune system comes in and it begins to attack the bacteria, and in the process it produces various inflammatory chemicals that open up blood vessels, they wind up nerve cells, and they also attract other components of the immune system, which makes the area get red, hot, swollen and tender. Now, as the microorganisms are attacked by the immune system, the white blood cells that come in to do that can also die in the process. And this is what produces pus, or the yellow stuff that you get inside a spot. Now, normally, if just left alone, this will go away. It's a good idea not to squeeze a spot because, yes, although sometimes the stuff can come out of the right way, what can happen is that instead of splurging out the front, the pussy inflammatory debris inside the spot can sometimes go sideways into the adjacent skin tissue, and it spreads the infection and it also increases the degree of inflammation, and this in turn can then damage the underlying skin tissue, which can produce more swelling, and if it's very bad, you can get scarring. Now, some people are more prone to spots than others, probably because certain aspects of their genetic makeup might mean that they have certain populations of bacteria on their skin that are more likely to provoke spots. It may be that they're also more sensitive to testosterone and androgens, and this makes their glands produce more of this oily material in the first place. And both of those in combination can conspire to make some people more prone to acne and spots, and the way in which they react to those bacteria with inflammation, for example. So the long and the short of it is that unfortunately it's a consequence of growing up, that as you get older, the amount of testosterone being produced in surges drops a bit, and therefore the skin acclimatises and becomes less greasy. But for people for whom it's a big problem, you don't have to suffer in silence, because there are some good treatments, and in people who have chronic cases, antibiotics are very effective, and members of the tetracycline family of antibiotics are really very good, and taken for about 6 months, they can sometimes eliminate the bacteria that are causing the problem and prevent any more skin damage, and this means the skin then has a chance to recover. If it does recur, you can simply start the antibiotics again. But obviously antibiotics are a bit dramatic, and so if possible you should try and use simple measures first, soap and water to get rid of the excess oil, and then things like benzoyl peroxide, the creams that can help to slough off the excess skin and stop the little ducts from getting blocked in the first place. But it is a big problem. It's a horrible thing to have to put up with. Luckily, it does tend to improve with age. There are not many things that do. This is one of them.